I'm Donna.
And I'm Bruce. And this is Lyrical Wisdom.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Lyrical Wisdom, where we dive into song lyrics and offer heart-based wisdom through our interpretations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, don't forget, you can catch every episode of Lyrical Wisdom on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more.
You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Lyrical Wisdom Show. Do you have a song you'd like to hear us shed some light on? You can email us requests, questions, comments to lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. That's lyricalwisdomshow@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on a YouTube video. We'd really love to hear from you. And all requests get an episode and a shout out.
So join us every Tuesday and Friday as we dig deep and deliver our wisdom. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing to
Lyrical Wisdom.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Donna.
And where are we today?
We're having another day in paradise.
Yay!
Yeah.
I love paradise.
I do too.
It's such a great feeling.
I do too. I get to, I feel like I open up my eyes and get to wake up to it every single day.
Yeah. You know, guys, thank you so much for being here today with us. And we invite you to try that. Next, you know, tomorrow morning when you wake up, just say that to yourself. Open your eyes and say, yes, another day in paradise. And just see how your day unfolds.
Yeah, and you know what? You can say it with sarcasm if you need to. Like, why not? Like, have fun
That's
with it.
That's true.
Because I borrow that from my dad. My dad used to say that to my nephew, and I loved it. And that's why I say it, too, because I know my nephew likes to say that. And we enjoy that because some days my dad would say that with a little sarcasm.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Just another day in paradise.
But you know what? That's the thing, is that words are wands. To borrow a phrase from a friend of mine who's sitting right next to me. And Donna said that a lot. And I agree. It's something that resonates with me. And I think it's true. Because even if you might not necessarily have as much belief in what you're saying, you are saying it. You're putting it out there.
True. And most of us have a definition already in our blueprint, in our minds, of what paradise is.
Yes.
Paradise has a definition of being beautiful, you know, being waterfalls and birds and flowers, of being someplace nice
wonderful. The Garden of Eden, if you will.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you say it with sarcasm, the fact that you're saying, you know, you're having a day in paradise, it will be there.
It's invoking it and it's bringing it out. Yeah, it's calling it to you.
Right.
You know, even with that little bit of sarcasm in there.
Yeah. I love that. So welcome to paradise, everyone.
Yes.
And we have another beautiful song for you.
We really do.
Here today. I love this artist.
I do too.
I feel like she's gone through a lot in her life.
Yeah.
And I believe that she allows it to come through in her music.
I do too.
And I
think
her
that's
lyrics.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's the what is the phrase of art reflecting life? There's something to that. And I believe that. I believe that you know, if an artist is motivated and inspired to write about what their experiences are in this world and in this existence, that gives it such flavor and such everything. It just gives it so much.
It has feeling.
Yes.
It has emotion. You can actually be with the art, no matter what it is. You know, it doesn't have to just be music and songs. It can be painting. It can be writing.
Yes.
It can be dancing.
You know what's really beautiful about you saying that is because Donna does these paintings that are amazing. And I really hope that one day you guys get to see these things out there because they're so beautiful. But they can show you messages. They can give you feelings. And they can do things just like I think this song can, that make me think, are they spells? Are we going to read a spell today that's really hidden inside of a song? When you look at those paintings that Donna does, or other painters, like, let's say, Salvador Dali or somebody like that, or maybe we like Monet, you know, maybe we're different flavors. But if you think about that, maybe it's the incense that we smell. Maybe it's that candle that you love to smell. Maybe it's that food you love to smell. But that scent, that feeling when you see those things, they could be spells.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I believe it.
Definitely, words are wands,
and those things are it's a spell in a painting. It's a spell in a smell, if you will. Haha. It's a spell in a song, in a poem. If it invokes
in a dance. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And definitely.
If it makes you feel just so good or so emotional or whatever that feeling is, I think that's a true spell in its own beautiful artistic way.
Alchemy.
Yay. Yes, 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 yes.
So we're having a little alchemy today.
Yes, we are.
With the artist Adele.
Yes.
Yeah, she has really, 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 I love it. I love the way she is so authentic.
Oh my gosh.
In her messages. Yeah,
the exact word
she
I was thinking.
She is such a beautiful, authentic artist.
Yes. There's so much authenticity to go to my thesaurus. And yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go. I Drink Wine by Adele. How can one become so bounded by choices that somebody else makes? How come we've both become a version of a person we don't even like? We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. When I was a child, every single thing could blow my mind, soaking it all up for fun, but now I only soak up wine. They say to play hard, you work hard, find balance in the sacrifice. Yet I don't know anybody who's truly satisfied. You better believe I'm trying to keep climbing, but the higher we climb feels like we're both none the wiser. So I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be somebody else so we can love each other for free. Everybody wants something. You just want me. Why am I obsessing about the things I can't control? Why am I seeking approval from people I don't even know? In these crazy times, I hope to find something I can cling on to, 'cause I need some substance in my life, something real, something that feels true. You better believe, for you I've cried high tides, 'cause I want you so bad, but you can't fight fire with fire. Oh, so I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be somebody else. Oh, I just want to love you for free. Everybody wants something from me. You just want me. Listen, I know how low I can go. I give as good as I get. You get the burnt of it all, 'cause you're all I've got left. Oh, I hope in time, we both will find peace of mind. Sometimes the road less traveled is a road best left behind. Well, I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be somebody else. Oh, I just want to love you so we can love. love you for free. Yeah, each other for free. 'Cause everybody wants something from me. You just want me. You better believe I'm trying to keep climbing, but the higher we climb, feels like we're both none the wiser. The only regret I have, I wish that it was just at a different time, a most turbulent period of my life. Why would I put that on you? That's just like a very heavy thing to have to talk about. But because of that period of time, even though it was so much fun, I didn't get to go on and make new memories with him. There was just memories in a big storm.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow.
So the interesting thing, Bruce, is the title of this song is I Drink Wine.
Yeah.
And she didn't even say that she drinks wine.
No.
She soaks it up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's one reference to wine in the entire song. And
right.
It is right there that you just said, but now I only soak up wine. And almost in a way, you know, that's the beauty of how art can be so emotion creating. Why I think this is truly a spell, because it makes you think of a sponge. You know, soaking it up like a sponge, like something that needs to be cleaned up with like a certain brand of paper towel that does such a great job, you know. So, you know, I really feel that. That's funny that you mentioned that, because when I think about, you know, now I only soak up wine, and I think about the title, I think of that as maybe this could be an easy literal reference for some people to say, well, you know, it sounds like she's using that as a crutch. Here's this thing that somebody is drinking to make them feel better for whatever thing that they're feeling that is, you know, in their life. And,
you know, and it's, I know we're only at the title, guys, and this will probably be a little bit longer of a lyrical wisdom for you. But this is definitely a long song, and there is a lot of depth to it.
Yes, there is.
So I believe you're correct with just the title, I Drink Wine. When I think about that, the first thing that comes to me is a good, elegant dinner.
Yeah.
Most people have wine with that dinner.
Yeah.
And there is a kind of a protocol to it.
Yeah.
You know, if you have chicken and fish, then you drink white wine.
Yes.
If you have beef and pork, you know, you drink red wine.
Yeah.
But the fact that wine is something that complements the dinner and kind of brings it all together, I think is a reference to look at with the fact that I drink wine.
I agree.
And the other thing is, like you said, Bruce, a lot of people at the end of the day, they just want to go home and have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you hear that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to go home and sit on the sofa and have a glass of wine.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, it's also a reference to unwinding.
Yeah.
To letting go.
Yeah.
And yes, it is with the substance.
It is.
And because that is the crutch of letting go.
Yes.
You know, are you able to let go without drinking that glass of
wine?
Lower
your inhibitions and all the things that we know about alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. But people use wine as that reference to letting go.
That's so true. And also relaxing, letting their hair down, all of those things. And it's a powerful alcohol form it's very old. How long has wine been in this world? Maybe not as old as beer, but I would have to say that it is very old and very, very powerful in its way.
Well, wasn't that Jesus's first miracle in the Bible?
Yes,
he turned the water into wine.
Yeah.
So that is the other thing, is it's used for celebration.
Yes, it is.
At weddings and things like that. You're right. It's very, very historical in its essence.
Yes.
In what it is. All right, so here we go.
It's supposed to be healthy for you.
Yeah, it does. It helps your heart. Hello. Here we go. So how can one become so bounded by choices that somebody else makes?
She gets right into it.
Oh, she does. And I love that.
Yes, I do.
Because how many of us do that? I mean, we all do that.
Yes, we do.
Right?
We all become... and both people in a relationship or people in relationships can become a version of a person that they don't even like in a way. You know, you become bounded to choices that somebody else is making. And so by doing that, you suddenly find yourself looking at the mirror and seeing a totally different person.
Yeah, who am I?
Yeah, and do I really like this person? And it can be very difficult to suddenly have that realization.
And for me, it makes you become, and I really, you know, and I think this is where we're at as in humanity, in this world, at this time, with all this beautiful energy and the solar flares hitting the earth. I mean, we are going through this shedding process of letting go of aspects of ourself. And nobody can get around this, Bruce. We're all going through this. It's not just, you know, one person seeing or feeling it. It's
just you or me.
To everybody, this energy, we haven't ever been here. Everybody who's living on this earth at this time, the last time we saw such powerful energy flowing to earth was over 200 years ago. So we're all in this new aspect of, you know, shedding and but what I was trying to say was one of the things we're letting go of, and I know this for a fact, is codependency.
Yes.
And I believe that that's what she's saying right here. How can one become so bounded by choices that somebody else makes?
Yeah.
I remember in my life, it was like, where do you want to go eat, Donna? Oh, I don't know. You know, decide.
Yeah, you decide.
I wouldn't decide things for myself because I was so bound by that connection of someone else always making choices for me.
Yeah, no,
that was the development of codependency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's another side of that I know some of us out there might be thinking of is the fact that somebody who is codependent can also be, in a strange way, controlling and manipulating.
Yes.
Because that is an aspect of codependency that a lot of people feel doesn't add up. They hear the word codependencies or dependent, and they think of being dependent. You know, like, I need somebody else to help me do something. I can't do it by myself. When, you know, that is an aspect of it. However, there is a codependency that revolves around somebody really molding you into that form that you are becoming somebody else in. You're being molded into somebody else. And that's when you find out that the version of you that you've become is maybe a person you don't even like. Yeah. Because, you know, somebody else has helped you along the way become this other person in a way that suits them. And you just don't even realize that you're kind of falling for that.
Right. And then, like you said, you become, or she says, how come we've both become a version of a person we don't even like?
Yeah.
Because in, like you said, when you're being bounded by choices that you're not making, there is still that soul inside of you that yearns to be free and make choices. And it also creates that manipulation.
Yes.
Where you do things to get your choices that you would like in a destructive way.
Yep.
And that's, you realize, oh, wow, I've become a version of somebody I don't like.
It's almost like a child that is looking for bad attention.
Yeah.
You know?
true.
And we are in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down by putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow. That is like a poem. I love that line, that whole phrase.
Yeah.
It's, we are in love with the world, which is true. We definitely are. but the world just wants to bring us down. Now, I don't know if I agree with that one. However, I think that the way that this is a very interesting way of putting it is that we sometimes feel like things aren't happening for us. They're happening to us.
Yeah.
And we both said this. That's why I love saying this on the show, because I can always look at Donna and there's like a twinkle in our eyes because we're both resonating with what we're talking about, because I believe that's how we fall into that trap. We start thinking of we're in love with the world, but the world is doing something to us. And really, we are experiencing the world or the universe doing something for us. And it is putting those ideas into our heads. But that isn't to corrupt our hearts. That's because those are things that we need to think about. We need to consider. We need to mull over. We need to kind of simmer in, you know? And I feel like that's one of those ways of looking at it as if, oh, darn it, it's raining on a day that I wanted to go have a picnic out in the park. Curse you, nature. It's, well, you know, no, not really. We needed that.
Maybe we just needed to be quiet and reflect, you know, at home and have a picnic in our living room.
Yeah. Around a table.
We just needed to be with each other instead of out. We're in love with the world, but the world just wants to bring us down. To me, that is also a way of her saying that we love being here and why we're here and what we're doing here, because we've created this world.
Yes.
We create our own reality, but the world just wants to bring us down. In other words, all of the structures that we have put in place as humanity, of the work life, the 9-to-5, the traffic, you know, the have to get ahead, have to do this and that, you know, all of that to me is what she's saying. The world just wants to bring us down. In other words, the more we work, the more we get, you know, shut down or whatever, you know, you can't get up the ladder and, you know, because you want to get up the ladder in whatever business you're in or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
For me, that's another way of her saying, you know,
this is
the world just wants to bring us down. In other words, we've created that.
We have, because I love that. By putting ideas in our heads that corrupt our hearts somehow.
Yeah.
And I think that's that feeling that people think of, like we have a foreshadowing of our lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I was a child, every single thing could blow my mind. Soaking it all up for fun, but now I only soak up
wine.
Yeah. And I love that because it's so true. It's like we see the world with such fresh eyes when we're young, and everything is so incredibly surprising and
big,
amazing
and expansive and just like incredible. Yeah. I love, you know, that childlike mind. That is, if we go back to that, being a child, just think about what life would be like.
It can be so amazing. It can really be so amazing. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, we don't have time for that now. Well, yes, you do. Of course we do. We all have the opportunity to find our inner child.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. And now you soak it all up for fun. You know, it's like every day is joy filled.
Yes.
When you're a child, you don't think about, I have to go to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. You know?
And it takes time to find that with school. Cause I remember a time when I used to think school was just this awesome thing that I got to do, you know. I didn't know that I wasn't going to enjoy it, but then there got to a point where then I was like, I got to go to school now. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that comes with a lot of things, you know, and some people cannot find the way to look at work other than work. But if you actually enjoy it, it's not work anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And so
what does she do?
She soaks up wine.
Yeah. Which, you know, the process of trying to let go.
Yes.
And or at least look for that accompaniment to make life beautiful and complete.
You know,
like
absolutely.
The wine does with the meal kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because they say to play hard, you work hard, find balance in sacrifice. Yet I don't know anybody who's truly satisfied. And that's a very, very touching comment, because how many of us do find anybody or know anybody who is truly satisfied? Well, I would say, you know, there are some gurus or swamis out there that are probably truly satisfied. But when we take a step back and look at ourselves, how many of us are truly satisfied?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would love to say that I'm truly satisfied, but you know, I don't want to say that and then be lying some day down the future, I guess. You know, it's just that, you know, how many of us are truly satisfied with what we actually have?
Right.
We're not looking for something else that's going to make us happy.
You know, there is a saying out there that a lot of people have said and are saying, which is the joy is in the journey.
Yes.
And I think when one can get to that place in their life, then the satisfaction comes in.
Yes.
More often.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's there every single day.
No.
But it does come.
Yeah.
You can learn to be satisfied in the moment.
Yes. And to be able to appreciate those things instead of think of them as sudden hardships.
Right. And if you have that mindset of to play hard, you have to work hard to find balance in the sacrifice. So if you're seeing everything you're doing as a sacrifice, I mean, what is that word? The definition of that word, you're not going to like it. You're going to rub up against it because the word sacrifice, in everybody knows that is not a very enjoying word.
No, absolutely.
So, you know, to even try to find balance in sacrifice is, to me, unattainable.
Yeah, that is unattainable because, and I'm glad you say that because that's what resonates with me. Because if you think about what you're sacrificing, well, in this case, it's definitely the self.
Yeah.
And that is not a path to being good to yourself.
Right.
You know.
Right. Now, she might be talking about, and this is true, this is part of to play hard, you work hard, find balance in the sacrifice. Ego.
Yeah.
Trying to balance that part of you that does know it's free, does know that it doesn't need anything because it is always provided for.
It's always satisfied.
Right. Yeah. That's the divinity with us all. So the balance to me is finding the balance of that ego self that feels like it has to sacrifice. It has to play hard. Yeah. You know, it has to work hard to play hard. That sort of thing. Yeah. You better believe I'm trying to keep climbing. Here we go. Why does she want to climb? What is she, you know, what's at the top?
Yeah.
But the higher we climb feels like we're both none the wiser.
Which is so true.
That's it's what like she's saying.
Looking at that, I love how you say it's the joy is in the journey, because sometimes people think of the joy being in the destination.
Yes, yes.
And, so,
and that's what this is all about.
Yeah,
you know, climbing to the top. I want to get to the top, you know. What is the top? You know, we are so infinite in who and what we are. There is no top.
Yeah. No, it's important to realize that that's a part of what the journey is, you know?
Yeah. And so, it feels like we're both none the wiser.
Yeah.
So she's talking about this whole journey that she's speaking about is with a partner, and that it is, you know, not working out.
Because they're also both blind.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope I learn to get over myself. I love that line. When you read that, I thought, how brilliant. Because I agree. Stop trying to be somebody else. So we can love each other for free.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Because when I read that, it was so beautiful.
It is.
That's my word for this year, freedom.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It really, truly is.
Because everybody wants something. You just want me.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful line.
It truly, truly is. And I mean, how many times have Have you out there listening? Because I know I've heard it from someone, but how many of you have heard the line, just get over yourself? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it does. It makes you stop and, okay, what am I doing? What is myself doing in this moment that is making you say that to me?
Causing this friction, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So in here, she's saying she's learned, or she's learning to get over herself. In other words, I know that I have work to do.
Yeah.
I know
that I
am creating friction
in
myself because I'm trying to be somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not being my authentic self.
And it takes so much effort.
Right, right. You know, we can love each other for free.
Yeah.
Unconditional love.
Yeah.
I mean, how often can you truly, truly find that or say that you love somebody unconditionally?
That is a gift.
That is a gift. That means you don't expect anything from them. In other words, they don't have to take out the garbage. They don't have to put their dish in the sink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we put so much expectation on each other, it clouds the love.
No, that's true.
Yeah. When you can love each other for free, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the dishes get done.
They do.
Just because you want to do the dishes for somebody because you just love them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not because they say you have to.
No, that's absolutely true.
In order
true.
To get loved. You know, it's like, wow.
You just get to exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, why am I obsessing about the things I can't control? Why am I seeking approval from people I don't even know? Love that, too.
I do, too. It's very literal. You know, you could try to read into those lines with any kind of viewpoint or perspective. However, I think it's very literal. Like, why am I obsessing about the things I can't control? That's what a lot of people say to themselves.
Right.
You know,
and this is environment. This is just, you know, think about now, Bruce.
Yeah.
I mean, war, you know, inflation. I mean, everything that's going on outside of you right now in the world, when you focus on that, you do lose your balance.
Definitely.
Right. I mean, why am I obsessing over this? I have no control over what happens, you know, across the world. I have no control what happens, you know. It's very, very interesting when you can let go of that and sit for a moment and say, how am I? Where am I?
That's a good point.
In this moment.
Yeah.
Do I have a roof over my head?
Yeah.
Do I have food in my, you know, cabinet?
Absolutely, yeah.
Am I well? Yeah. In this moment, then you can stop obsessing over what you can't control.
Yeah.
And then seeking approval from people I don't even know.
Yeah.
To me, this is like maybe part of her talking about her being an artist, you know?
Yes.
I want to do things right so people will like me and buy my records, you know?
Right, yeah.
It's like, it is so beautiful in that her coming to realization that you don't need to seek approval outside of yourself.
No, you don't, yeah.
You will never get approval outside of you if you cannot approve of yourself.
Absolutely.
The approval has to come from within.
The
what
love,
you
yeah.
approve of yourself, then the whole world's going to approve of you because that's what you're creating.
And it's also infectious. It's like it becomes contagious so that you feel like you're not just believing it inside of you and everybody else is like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You're actually sharing it across all platforms.
So. Yeah. In these crazy times, I hope to find something I can cling on to because I need some substance in my life, something real, something that feels true. Once again, I think it's like, hello, all of that is within you.
It is.
It's like...
It's right there.
Mm-hmm. It's right there. So she is acknowledging that part of all of us that seeks for approval outside of ourselves, that
Yes.
seeks for love outside of us, that seeks for something, you know, something I can cling on to. But
It's that
is
ever
where,
elusive.
yeah, and that is the search, the constant search for something to cling to. And I am so happy that she acknowledges that in herself, that, you know, look, in these crazy times, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so many of us are. You better believe for you, I've cried high tides.
Which is a lot of tears.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I want you so bad, but you can't fight fire with fire.
Because if somebody else is not there, or at the same place, or synchronized or resonating with you, then that would be going the direction that they are in, going to them to try to figure out and to fight the situation in that way.
That's... For me, what I feel like she was saying earlier when she said, I'm looking for something I can cling to.
Yeah.
It's the love.
Yes.
It is love. She's looking to love. She wants to cling to that love of her partner.
Yeah.
And then the next line, believe you, I've cried high tides because I want you so bad. And it's like, it's coming to that realization that the love has to come from within first.
And that's...
I hope I can learn to get over myself. So that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I'm that part of me is searching outside of me.
Yes, yes.
And I want to cling to you.
Yes.
You know, and I'm crying over you.
Stop trying to be somebody else.
I just want to love you. In other words, I want to love you.
Yep. Love you for free without any, you know, unconditionally.
Right.
Everybody wants something from me. You just want me. And that's a very interesting line because she says it over and over again. And it almost seems like she's trying to acknowledge that maybe that other person doesn't actually have other reasons why they want to stay with her or leave or whatever it is that is happening. It seems like there's the potential that they could potentially change their mind.
Right.
You know?
But I think as I would love, or I am seeing, you just want me. I see her speaking in the mirror, waking herself up. You just want me. In other words, because it says, I hope I can learn to get over myself.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be somebody else. I just want to love you.
Mm-hmm.
If we place a mirror in front of these lyrics and let her be speaking to herself.
Ah.
I just want to love you for free.
Yeah.
In other words, hello, you know,
mm-hmm.
say it to yourself. I want to love you.
Yeah.
I want to know who you are. I want to be with you. You just want to love me. In other words, she's realizing that herself wants to love her.
Yeah.
In other words, her big self wants to love her little self.
Yeah.
Who's trying to be somebody else, and she's trying to get over herself.
That's what I was just thinking, the big and little, like the adult loving the inner child. And,
yes.
And being able to really come to terms with that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I just had that come through,
that
and it was
beautiful.
Like, wow. she's talking to herself right here.
Yeah.
And that is so beautiful.
That really
it
is.
It really, truly is. Listen, I know how low I can go.
I give
as good as it gets.
Yeah.
As good as I get. You get burnt of it all because you're all I've got left. Oh, I hope in time we both will find peace of mind. Sometimes a road less traveled is a road left best behind.
Wow.
I
love that because a lot of times that's where we have to look at ourselves and say, hey, I love you. And now that we realize that we can feel those things, we can then leave those things behind that are not serving us like we thought that they were before.
Right.
And
right.
And it's, you know, I know how low I can go. I give as good as I get. You get burnt, the burnt of it all. And that is incredible because I love how she says that. Because you are all I've got. Oh, I hope in time we both will find peace of mind. I find that, that's the thing is she's talking to herself and acknowledging the fact that she's got to let something go that's very hard to let go.
And I realized I think I've been saying the wrong word. For some reason, I kept seeing burnt, like ashes.
Oh, brunt.
It's brunt.
Yes.
You get the brunt of it all. But you know what? Burnt and brunt to me is the same thing. Is it
Yes,
not?
it
I mean,
really
it's
is,
like
yeah.
I see the brunt of it all is like just this pile of ashes that has
Yeah.
just been destroyed.
Yes.
And that's the brunt of it
Yeah.
all. Wow. Well, I hope I learned to get over myself. Stop trying to be somebody else. I love this. Oh, I just want to love you so we can love. In other words, I want to love you, the little you that is trying to be somebody else,
Yeah.
so we can love the
Yes.
both of us, the child within, the ego and the self,
Each, yeah, each
the
other.
spirit. It's like, wow, love
Each
you
other, yeah, for free.
for free, because everybody wants something from me.
You just
You
want
better believe I'm
me.
trying to keep
Yeah.
climbing. But the higher we climb, feels like we're both none the wiser. In other words, she's talking to herself saying,
Yes.
we keep trying to climb higher, but we're not getting any
We
wiser.
keep making this effort, and it is just hard work going absolutely nowhere, trying to climb a greased pole, and the only regret I have, I wish that it was just at a different time, a most turbulent period of my life. Why would I put that on you? I love that because that is so telling, because how many people respond to differences in their lives, things that aren't working, friction that becomes, and they want to put it on somebody else. They want to say, I have a regret, but now I'm going to put that on you because you are my regret. It's like, wait a minute, it was just like, you can wish that it's a different time, but this most turbulent period of the life, why would I put that on you? I just love how she says that,
Because in that, to me, in that line, she's realizing that it's her life, that
Yes,
she caused the turbulence.
because that's what we create. And that's just like a very heavy thing to have to talk about. But because of that period of time, even though it was so much fun, I didn't get to go on and make new memories with him. There was just memories in a big storm.
And
Wow.
I, in other words, here I am. I just realized it all.
And it
You know
was
what I'm saying?
exploding all around me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish that, I had met you at a different time in my
Yes.
life. In
Yes.
other words, perhaps where I am now, because I've sat, and I see the storm and I see the turbulence that was caused, and I was a cause of it.
And
Why would I put that on you? You
yeah.
know, it's like, wow, it's, very heavy to talk about. And it
Yes,
is,
it
it
really
is.
is.
But because of that period of time, even though it was so much fun,
Yeah. Those times can be exhilarating and fun, but they could also be chaos, anarchy, and heavy,
A big storm. I mean, it's you can really understand a big storm, especially now. We've had
Oh,
some,
yeah.
and the weather's getting turbulent all around the
The
world.
weather outside is frightful. Yeah.
So it's knowing and staying in your center
Yeah.
during the storm with that peace of mind, knowing that everything outside of you don't have control over.
No, you don't.
Let
Yeah.
it go
Yes.
and just be at peace inside
Yes,
yourself.
absolutely. Give yourself the love you deserve.
And that, in that, you can love for free.
For free.
For free. Awesome. Thank you, Adele.
Thank you.
And thank you, each and every one of you, for staying with us in this
It's a little bit longer.
extended little wise,
Very
lyrical,
wise.
light shed on these beautiful lyrics of finding yourself
Yes.
and finding the love that you are within you and allowing it to come out.
That is so beautiful.
And cheers with a glass of wine.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for being here with us today on
Lyrical
Lyrical Wisdom.
Wisdom.